Radio Prague News.
President Václav Klaus has signed the government's tax reform bills into law. The Czech authorities will appeal a Swiss court's rejection of their bid to join the ongoing criminal case against former managers of the Mostecká uhelná firm. And over 55,000 Czechs have added their signatures to a call for Prague's international airport to be renamed after the late Václav Havel. President Václav Klaus on Tuesday signed a series of bills related to the government's tax reform. The new legislation introduces a joint collection authority where people will pay their taxes along with health and social insurance. It also replaces the 15% income tax calculated from the so-called super gross salary with a new 19% tax calculated from base salary. The bills also include an amendment to the Czech legislation on lotteries, which gives local authorities more power in regulating gambling. The government's tax reform is set to come into force in 2015. However, Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek would like to amend it so that it comes into effect a year earlier. The Czech authorities will appeal against a Swiss court's decision to reject their bid to become a party in the ongoing criminal case against former managers of the mining firm Mostecká uhelná. The newspaper Lidové noviny said on Tuesday, quoting a spokesman for the Czech finance ministry, "The Swiss federal court in Belinzone rejected the Czech bid on the 19th of December. According to a local press report, the Czech authorities have 10 days to appeal. Six Czechs and one Belgian citizen have been charged with money laundering and other financial crimes in the case of Mostecká uhelná. The firm was privatized in 1999, but Swiss prosecutors believe the managers paid for the firm's shares with money siphoned from the company, embezzling billions of crowns. The Swiss authorities estimate the damages to the Czech Republic at 3.4 billion crowns, Lidové noviny said. The police might look into the Czech Communist Party chairman's condolence to North Korean communists on the death of the dictator Kim Jong-il, the Lidové noviny reported on Tuesday. The paper quotes Czech Justice Minister Jiří Pospíšil as saying the authorities should determine whether Vojtěch Filip, the head of the Communist Party of Bohemia and Moravia, broke the law by expressing sympathies to the late North Korean leader. In his letter of condolence, Mr. Wojciech said Kim Jong-il sacrificed himself for the well-being of the North Korean people, adding he believed the North Korean Communist Party would continue leading the heroic struggle for the defense of socialism. If convicted of breaching the Czech law prohibiting support for totalitarian movements and regimes, the Czech Communist leader would face up to 3 years in jail. More than 55,000 Czechs, both at home and living abroad, have added their signatures to a call for Prague's international airport to be renamed after the late ex-president Václav Havel. According to the news website idnes.cz, the idea has received backing even from Mr. Havel's family. However, Czech Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek, whose office is in charge of the airport, said a thorough debate was needed before a decision could be reached. Former President Václav Havel died at the age of 75 on the 18th of December after a protracted illness. In neighboring Poland, the northern city of Gdańsk named one of its streets after Mr. Havel on the 23rd of December, the day of his funeral. Czech Airlines will add another 71 return flights to Russia in the holiday season, a spokeswoman for the carrier told reporters on Tuesday. The first extraordinary flight will leave Prague on the 28th of December, the last on the 12th of January. 47 of the extra seasonal flights will go to and from Moscow. Other destinations include St. Petersburg, Rostov-on-Don, Yekaterinburg and Samara. And finally, a brief look at the weather. The next few days will be overcast with frequent fog. Daytime highs should range between 2 and 6 degrees Celsius. My name is Andrichter and that's the end of the news.